Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
And we start this edition of The Week in Philly, where we often have, as of late, talking about the latest developments connected to that proposed new 76ers Center City Arena. And for this conversation, as per the usual, we bring in KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. And Pat, so let's start. Tuesday, council had a hearing focused on the arena. What did we learn there?
We learned that council told the 76ers that they would need more money in the community benefits agreement in order to pass the legislation needed for the Center City Arena. And that the Sixers, after several weeks of saying that's our final offer, said they were open to that.
And for people who aren't familiar, community benefits agreement, what falls under that umbrella?
Okay, for whenever there's a large development, the local RCO, which is a nonprofit community-based group, but it has city sanction to negotiate with developers. So they negotiate a deal to soften the blow of a new development. You know, if there's going to be disruption during construction, there's money in the community benefits agreement for the businesses who will be disrupted. In this case, Chinatown was so opposed to the arena that they refused to even negotiate a community benefits agreement. So Mayor Parker stepped in and negotiated one, and it is by far the largest community benefits agreement that's ever been negotiated for a development. Of course, this is unlike any other development, so it's appropriate that it's this large, but it's $50 million. And the way the mayor had structured it is most of that money would go to Chinatown for business disruption during construction and so forth. But there was also some money in that agreement for citywide projects. She has been a big proponent of quote-unquote year-round school. That's not exactly what it means, but it's programming for kids all year round, longer school days, same thing. It just means after-school activity. She was diverting some of that community benefits agreement to those sorts of things. And council wanted to see different terms. They not only wanted more money, which they definitely want more money, but they tried to talk her into taking some of those citywide benefits out of the agreement. That went nowhere. But they are working on, for instance, for the businesses that are going to be disrupted, instead of loans to get them through the construction period, straight grants in the community benefits agreement that won't have to be paid back. So they're adjusting both the terms and the amount of the community benefits agreement.
So there was the council hearing Tuesday. Then there was supposed to be another hearing, and I think it was supposed to be the final one on Thursday, but that didn't happen. Tell us the situation with that.
Right. Well, Tuesday was supposed to be the final one, and they had kind of gotten the Sixers to agree to reopen this CBA, as the agreement is called. And because they were in active negotiations, they postponed it to right before the Thursday meeting, with the idea being the Sixers have asked that this legislation passes before the end of the year. Council's calendar right now has the last meeting on December 12th. They have now postponed that to next Wednesday. Council president says if it passes on Wednesday, he will add a meeting on December 19th, and they can still get it out by the end of the year.
One thing I did find interesting, though, in your part of your reporting this week was you said that the opposition from Chinatown appears to be softening a bit. Can you drill into that for us?
Well, I didn't mean that they are less opposed. They are still radically opposed. But seeing what is going on, if council tells the Sixers, listen, we need you to sweeten this agreement to get it passed. If the Sixers then do that, it's going to pass. I think that they see the train coming down the track and it is not stopping for them. So now they want to weigh in. And so what I mean is they're softening a little bit on participating in the process, but they set a very unrealistic goal of $300 million for the community benefits agreement. Council, I think in order to get the Sixers engaged in this process, had to make it seem like maybe this legislation was in doubt. When I look at council and where the council members stand on this legislation, it needs 9 votes to pass. I see 12 people that want it to pass. So I hate predicting, you know, as a reporter, it's nothing I ever want to do in my news stories. But between me and you, I don't see it not passing.
Thank you very much, Pat. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us. And it's time to take a break. We'll have more of the Week in Philly coming up, including controversy in Cherry Hill. Stay with us.
Check out the Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.